There's a verse in the scriptures found in the book of Galatians. You don't need to turn to it because I'll just read it for you. It says there, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son. At the right time, at the best time, God sent his son, Jesus, into the world. We have a cartoon at home that Isabel likes to watch. And it's the story, the Christmas story, told from the perspective of the donkey. Now, the scripture never actually says there was a donkey. That's come through traditions. But it certainly tells us that Mary and Joseph took a journey, a long journey, a difficult journey, from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which was approximately 80 miles. Now imagine in a day, it was pointed out from the puppets this morning, there were no aeroplanes, there were no cars, there was no public transport. And yet Mary, who's 9 months pregnant and about to give birth any day, had to undertake that journey all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. I think she probably did ride on a donkey. Certainly she must have had some assistance somewhere along the way. But it must have been a very, very, very difficult time, a very difficult journey for her to make, carrying the infant Jesus inside her. In the cartoon, Joseph falls over the cliff and the donkey rescues him. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that probably never happened. But it must have been agony for Mary. And it must have been difficult for Joseph watching his wife suffer as they had to make that journey by law. They had no choice. They had been told by the tyrannical Roman emperor that they had to be there to register in Bethlehem. And so they made that very, very difficult trip that day. The journey would have taken at least a week, probably more. Imagine how far you can walk in a day with a 9-month pregnant lady. Maybe it took 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we really don't know. But it was a very tough and difficult time for Joseph and for Mary, until they finally arrived there in Bethlehem. They could find nowhere to lodge because the town was full of people who'd come back to register themselves in the census. They look round. The only place that they can find is a stable with the animals, the cattle and the horses in the stable. And there Mary gives birth to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the stable. A difficult beginning, a difficult birth. Jesus made that journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem inside his mother. But Jesus made an even bigger journey before he ever arrived in Bethlehem. And we read about that journey in the book of Philippians. And if you've got a Bible this morning and you want to turn to it, you can do. It's Philippians chapter 2 and verse 6. It's talking here about the journey that Jesus made. The journey from heaven to earth, which is a long journey indeed. And this is what it says in the book of Philippians chapter 6. It's talking about Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, so he was God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. In other words, when Father said to Son, Son, you've got to be born, you've got to become human, you've got to go and you've got to be born of that Virgin Mary. He didn't say, no way, I'm staying in heaven. This is my place. I'm God. He didn't grasp his position, but he let it go willingly. And the Bible says there, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, being found in appearance as a man. Well, being found first in appearance as a baby, and then growing as a child. This is God. The Bible calls him Emmanuel, one of the names given to the Lord Jesus by the prophets in the Old Testament, by Isaiah the prophet, is Emmanuel. They shall call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. God come down from heaven to be with men and women. God made flesh. The Bible says he was found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Why does the Bible say that, even death on a cross? Because death on a cross was the worst kind of death anyone could die. The most shameful, the most painful, the most ignominious death a person could die was on the cross. And Jesus became obedient even unto death on the cross. Even when he wept in the garden the night before his crucifixion and said, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. And he said, not my will, thy will be done. Not my way, your way, Father. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It was in the mind of God before we were ever made that Jesus would die on the cross. It was God's plan and purpose for him to be born, to live, and to die. The Bible says he became the sacrifice for our sin. He was the one that took our place. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We've all been earning wages. We expect to be paid when we earn wages. But the Bible says we all earn the wages of death. None of us are perfect. We've proved that so many times from the scriptures, haven't we? None of us can say we've got it all together. We're absolutely perfect. There's nothing wrong. We never have a bad thought or a bad attitude. We never sin. We can't say that. We all fall short of God's glory. And we're all accruing the wages of death. But the gift of God that came down at Christmas time, that left heaven, the splendor, the throne room of heaven to come, take that journey inside Mary from Nazareth to Bethlehem, to be born in the stable with the animals and the dung and the smells. But he came for you and he came for me. He came for mankind, the Bible says. He was born to die, even the death on a cross. And because of that, the Bible then says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There will come a day when each one of us will bow the knee before Jesus. The best way is to bow the knee now. When we bow the knee now, when we say King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when we say Jesus, he's my Savior, he's my Lord, we won't have any problem when we see him in heaven. While we bow our hearts before him now, we won't have any problem on that day. We'll just fall at his feet, as the old hymn says, lost in wonder, love, and praise. And yet there will be those who refuse the gift. They'll still have to bow, but it will be a bow of judgment, not a bow of adoration. We'll all bow the knee. We'll all confess that he's King of Kings. But the way to do it, the best way to be, the only way to be, is to bow the knee now. This is our time. It's our chance. It's our opportunity. Jesus came into this world so that in this world we would know him. Jesus came as a child, became a man, so we could understand him. God gave his best ever gift 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born of Mary, came into this world for each one of us. Praise the Lord. The journey the infant Jesus made was much further than just 80 miles. He left his place in heaven at God's right hand, came to earth, accepted our human form, and died on the cross. Buried in a borrowed tomb, and yet even then the journey was not over. The Bible says he conquered death. He left the tomb, and he walked again among men. The Bible says over 500 people witnessed him before finally, from the Mount of Olives, he ascended again to be with his Father in heaven, where the Bible says even now he waits to return as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I read this, and those of you who've got the word for today, the Daily Bread will have read this morning. As you take a Christmas journey this month, reflect on the journey Jesus made for us. He came from heaven to earth to die for us, making salvation available through his death on the cross and his glorious resurrection. Praise God for that first Christmas journey. Jesus came to earth for us, so we could go to heaven with him. Amen. Think about that. Jesus came to earth for us so that we can go to heaven with him.